Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. 1 Timothy 6 tells us to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Let's listen as Pastor Joel continues the teaching series, Fighting to Finish, Winning at Spiritual Warfare.
The name of the sermon is Fighting to the Finish, Winning at Spiritual Warfare. That's our goal, fight to the finish and win, all right? And we're continuing. We've been on this sermon now for about a few weeks at least, and we've been combing through it, and we've even been rehashing this sermon, some of it, because it's such an important message. That's not to imply that other sermons concerning the Word of God are not important, but this one especially is important, all right? The entire Bible is important. So it follows that any sermon the Lord gives us is important. It's important that we digest it, okay? But this particular sermon message is given for a particular time and purpose in our lives, okay? Things are bad and they're getting worse out there, you all. All right? So this is for the lives of God's people, as well as those who hear it and those who do not know God. So this is for all of creation, all people, but for God's people as well. More importantly, it's about fighting to the finish and winning at spiritual warfare. We need to know that we're in a battle. We really need to know that. And the people that don't know it, well, they're the biggest victims. But we as God's people, we're still in this battle too, okay? It's pertinent to the well-being and productivity of God's church. That's what we're talking about now. God's house, God's church, okay? It's important that we as Christ followers recognize this, all right? That all of us as human beings are under spiritual warfare from demonic forces. We've talked pretty thoroughly about Ephesians 6:12. And we all know that scripture very well, so I'm not going to go through it, but we're talking about unseen entities, all right? Spirits which exist in the heavenly places, right? We talked all about that. And they're there for what? The sole purpose of demons is for the purpose of destroying mankind. They're not here to make your life better. They're here to wreck your life, to wreck you, okay? We need to know that. And the only way to truly defend against spiritual beings is to truly get to know Jesus Christ, okay? That's really the only way. Nothing else going to, you can study all you want to. You can practice their names and see where they're from and so forth and so on. But until you know Jesus and embrace the power that he gives us, we're going to be at odds. I tell you, there's no need to have a weapon if you're not going to learn how to use it. So we need to know the subtleties that go along with these demons attacking people. And keep this in mind. Spirits are always on the attack. They don't take a day off. You all need to know that. All right? And by accepting Christ, we can expect to learn to defend against spiritual beings. You can't fight them on your own. But by accepting Christ, I want you to know is there's one thing to accept Christ. It's another thing to submit to Christ. Did you know that? We all say we accept him into our hearts, but we have to submit to him. Submission is a big part of truly accepting Christ. You can say you know Jesus. A lot of people say, I know Jesus. Oh, yeah, I go to church, but we haven't submitted to Jesus. See, we have to submit to him. Pastor, take us to James 4:7-10, please. Can you do that? And let's read this for a minute. James 4:7. Take it all the way down to 10. I know we don't usually go to 10, but since we've got a little time right now, take it to 10, please.
James 4:7-10 tells us, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Mm-hmm. Then it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Then it says in verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up.
All right. Thank you. I think I read this a couple of weeks ago, maybe even last week, but most times we don't read the whole thing. So I just wanted to make it clear that this is what it means to accept Jesus. It means that you accept him into your heart, but now you're going to submit to him. We're going to do things his way, all right? Because if we don't, that second line tells the whole story. Therefore, submit to God. That's the first line. Then it says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. See, unless we submit to God, the devil's going to hang around. A lot of times, the devil's hanging around in people's lives. God wants them to be removed from you, but if we don't submit to him, submit to God like we want him to, you might be going through some things longer than you had to. You see what I'm saying? This is the word of God. So we want to submit to God and resist that devil, because if you try to resist the devil but you're not submitting to God, then you're going to have not very little impact on getting cleansed or getting breakthrough or getting blessings or whatever else you're looking for. You see what I mean? So we've got to submit to God. And that word submit to God means a lot. I can't sit here and tell you how you need to submit to God. No more than you can tell me. All right? That's between you and God. But we have to do some soul searching to see how we have to. Am I doing something wrong? Am I giving God what he wants at this time, for this time in my life? So this is just one thing that I want to touch on. And this wasn't even in my notes, but this morning he gave me this. This morning this part came in. So we need to look at that scripture and say, submit to God, then resist the devil. And then at the very end it said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he'll lift you up. Again, that's a very personal thing. What is God telling you about being humble to him? What is he telling me? What I need to be humble in may be different than what you need to be humble in. So we have to think of those things, okay? But this is all part of spiritual warfare, okay? And we need to know those things. I'm sure those of you who, we talked about this today, we talked about the wiles of the devil, right? And we talked about how Ephesians 6 tells us to defend against the wiles of the devil. We want to be aware of the wiles of the devil. And you remember that there was a cartoon called Roadrunner? Yeah. And they would say, Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. And then the coyote name was Wild E. Coyote. He was a mangy, wily thing, wasn't he? And the Roadrunner said, meep, meep. Roadrunner run down the road, or they, you know. And he could never catch up with him, but that's what we're dealing with. Just like that coyote, the devil lurks. He lays for you in the cut. You know, he's around the corner. That's what happened to Cain. Remember the Lord told him in Genesis? He said, but if you're not careful, sin is crouching at the door. The devil, sin, is waiting for you, waiting for me. Yes, he desires you. He got a thing for you, huh? He's got a thing to get you in trouble, right? This is how it is. That this is that wily thing that the devil uses. I make no bones about it. I watched a lot of TV before I knew the Lord back in the day. When TV was black and white, and you could, you know, put a little cellophane around the antenna to get a clear picture. Had the rabbit ears, and I had my little TV, and I watched all those shows. I did. I watched cartoons. I watched Bugs Bunny and Popeye. And there was another one called Leave It to Beaver. You remember Leave It to Beaver? Remember Beaver Cleaver? That was his name, Beaver Cleaver? Theodore. Yeah, they call him the Beeve, but his name was Theodore Cleaver. They call him the Beeve. And Beaver had his brother Wally, I think, had a friend named Eddie Haskell. You remember Eddie Haskell? And Eddie Haskell was wily, wasn't he?
Yeah.
he would thump Beaver or talk about him or mess with little Beaver. Beaver was real straight. Theodore Cleaver was real straight. And he would ask those, you know, real straight questions like, no, why would that be, Eddie? And Eskie would say, oh, Beav, don't you know, man? And he just talked that little slang talk. And every time he got Beaver in trouble, he'd see his mom, and he would say, hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Remember that? That's wily. That's what we're talking about when we say wily. That's how the devil is. He gets you in trouble, and then he says, I don't know why he did that, doesn't he? That's how this demon is. So we need to know the devilish ways that the devil comes to us. He's wily. He's a wily character. But he's not just like it is on TV. He wants to take you out. He's playing for keeps. See, we saw a little comedy, a little TV show, but the devil is playing, his wiliness is for keep, is much worse, okay? So we have to learn how to deal with the wiles of the devil. And that's why it tells us in Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God. You got to be guarded up. You got to be prayed up, okay? You got to be sold out for the Lord, because the devil's got some, you can't see him, so he's coming at us, and we need to know that. Now, we've been mentioning the different types of wiles. That's what I call them, the different types of wiles of the devil. And by the way, wiles are tricks. They're ruses, okay? That's what it means, that wiles. They're devices and strategies used to put one over on you. Young people, know that the devil is going to come up to you with this modern-day wily stuff. He's going to fool you by modern technology, by texting, and he'll have some stuff coming through that text that'll just wreck you, you know, and have you doing some things and meeting people that you don't even know, and he's a wily character, and we have to know these things. His demons are coming against mankind. These demons can lead you to destruction. We talked about that. We looked at Mark 5 last week. What did we see in Mark 5? The demon-possessed man. Remember him? He was in the tombs, and he was, they said nobody could control him. He lived in the graveyard, and he was tearing up things. They say he broke the chains. I told you last week that I saw the handcuffs that a man bit through one day. And left his teeth and blood all over the cuffs, but he was just that determined to get away. I told you that this was a demonically possessed man. And I told you that about the man who broke his leg, and he ran on that leg for about a block before we could catch him. I saw a man, as a matter of fact, hidden up under a house. The burglar was so deranged that they sent a 115-pound German shepherd named Iago in to catch the man. And when we send Iago in there, that criminal is caught. Iago ran out of that house, and we said, yeah, get him, Iago. Come on, boy. And all we heard was, demon-possessed man choked out the dog, choked out Iago. Well, of course, we caught him. But again, this man was so amped up with demons. So what I'm saying is that demonic influence is real. Just last week, after we finished the sermon on Sunday, did you see the news on Monday? Did you see the man that carjacked the woman in Los Angeles? I'll tell you about it. A man carjacked a woman at a drive-thru. She was at the drive-thru getting burgers. You know how he did it? He had a 3-foot-long machete, and he came to her car and carjacked her. She gave him the car. The police came. He's in the car with the machete. I don't know why they didn't shoot him then, to tell you the truth. But the car took off. He sped away from the police, rammed the police car. And then when the car was disabled, he got out of the car. He runs across the street. Nobody saw this but me, huh? He's got a 3-foot, little Sister Jeanette saw it, okay. Sister Audrey. He's running across the street with a machete. And he's not running. You think he's running away from the police? No. He's chasing the police with a machete. The poor police officer fell down, and he raised that machete. And just before he hacked that officer up, they had to take his life. Now, we were just talking about demon possession. Does that sound like a rational person to you? No, no. The officers, they killed him. But how many of you know, did they kill him, but they didn't kill the demons, did they? Those demons left. You could say those demons did their job. That man was executed, and those demons are now floating somewhere else, getting in somebody else, just like those demons in Mark ran into those herd, that herd of pigs, to take them under, right? Demons want to take us under. These are unclean spirits. They left that man, they entered somewhere else, and that's how it is, okay? That's how it is. You see, this is how spiritual warfare works. This is an extreme example of spiritual warfare. And I go to the extreme to let you know demonic possession when you see it. But as I keep saying, demons can affect you in almost imperceptible ways. You don't always know when they're affecting you. This is important, especially to those of us who are saved, because even though the devil and his demons can possess, cannot possess Christians, they can what? They can oppress Christians. They can get us to do some of the same things that they get possessed people to do. Huh? And get you to curse somebody out too. Uh-huh. Get you to do some dastardly things, fight, sexual immorality. They get Christians to do some of the same things that they get other people with. They do these things in a variety of ways. And last week, the Holy Spirit gave us some specific biblical principles, okay? We're told again and again that in spiritual warfare that we must do as the Word tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5. What is that? Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We understand that, right? Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Get used to repeating this scripture, saints. Get it in your head and in your heart, okay? You don't even have to tell it to others. Just tell it to yourself that I got to think about this before I do it. Where is this message coming from? Okay? Because any one of you, any one of us can be listening to the wrong voice at the wrong time and at any given time and wind up being made a fool of by Satan. It can happen to any one of us, okay? If we turn out our radar, we can't afford to turn off the radar, so to speak. So for those of us, again, who are in Christ, Satan is attacking with other fallen angels. That's what we need to know. And he's really coming against the house of God. He's coming against the bride of Christ. Who is that? That's us. That's us, the church. He's really coming against the church in a variety of ways. We know about the LGBTQ and all that. He's coming against us that way, okay? But he's coming against us in other very imperceptible ways, okay? You better believe that some of the people who need to hear this message the most are not even present today. Not just in this church, but other churches. You better believe it, okay? Because demons will keep you away from church. Yeah. They will. Mm-hmm. Somebody will run into the same person later on, but you won't see them in church. And this is what happens. You know, the devil will whisper excuses in us, and we go for it. When we need to get this word is our life. The Bible tells us he is your life. So the word of God is your life. Don't you know that? This is our medicine, okay? This is our nourishment. But some people won't even show up to get that nourishment, okay? And you know the devil is at it. You know he's at it when people are going through trials and we can find other places to be but not church. You got to think about why that is. We need to think about it, okay? Just think about it. These are the wiles of the devil. These are the wiles of the devil. He can make you tired. You don't think he can make you tired? Some of y'all tired right now. Trying to stay awake. I know. Hey, before I was a pastor, I was the first one to go to sleep. Pastor Annalisa would be elbowing me at the other church, just elbowing me. I said, I'm awake. I could hear it, but somehow I would fall asleep, and I had to get up. She made me go stand up. I mean, one day she said, go over there and stand up with Brother Aaron. You remember Brother Aaron? Aaron was an usher, and I stood up there with Aaron for a while. Had no business being up there. I was just trying to stay awake. I don't know how that happened. I worked the night before, but that was, you know, still, the devil knows how to oppress people. These are the wiles of the devil. The devil have you on lockdown, and you be locked out and don't even know it. Jesus said he came to set the captives free. We're not free until we really, really latch on to Jesus. That's what we need to know, okay? If we can't show up, if we can't be at our home church, then where can you go to be loved on and prayed on and edified? And the devil will keep us out. That's being locked out, okay? And we learn to be in congregations where we learn together and be learn accountability together. The devil does not want that in churches nowadays. The devil's trying to get rid of churches altogether. I hope y'all know that. He wants you to do virtual reality church. Mm-hmm. He wants you to just lay in your bed and look at a TV. You know, get the Holy Spirit in your bedroom. I feel it, Lord, I feel it. I'm back up, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's a commercial, I thought that was church. He wants you to do virtual reality church. Where does it say that in the Bible? Jesus never said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit through virtual reality. He says, assemble yourselves together. But that old devil, come on. You got the TV at your fingertips in modern technology. Use it, kid. But that's not God's way. So we said that Jesus came to set the captives free. But saints, we got to obey the leading of Christ if we truly want to be set free. This is spiritual warfare. So I just want to approach this next segment, fighting to the finish, winning at spiritual warfare, from a slightly different standpoint today. I want you all to see how God has set up his house, his church, how he set up the church to operate as a solidified unit against the devil, a solidified unit with each piece, each member committed to Christ and doing the will of God. If we do that, guess what? Satan doesn't have an end. If we really do that, all right, that's true. Amen. So, Pastor, let's go to our Bibles. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa, take us to 1 Corinthians 12 and read verses 12 to 18 and see if this makes sense to you all.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 18. For as the body is one and have many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Mm-hmm. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an ear, I am not of the body, mm-hmm. is it therefore not of the body? Mm-hmm. If the whole body were an eye, mm-hmm. where would be the hearing? If the whole body, the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? Mm-hmm. But now God has set the members, each one of them, and the body just as he pleased.
All right. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. As members in the body of Christ, we all have a vital role in the kingdom of God. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, If you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Fighting to Finish, Winning at Spiritual Warfare with Pastor Joel. Until next time.